that she rarely needed. A wind-up watch. A jar of sheer butter, bigger than a grown man's fist. A hand-drawn map of Accra. And a tightly rolled-up book. For the last week, her book had been an old copy of No Orchids for Miss Blandish, a paper novel she barely understood, yet enjoyed reading. Before that, a crumbling copy of Gulliver's Travels. The town was clearly not poor. There were a few huts, but they were well built and well kept. This night, though dark as a cave, Sankofa could see hints of bright light coming from within. These mud huts had electricity. People feared her, but they still wanted to watch television. Beside them were modern homes, which equally feigned vacancy. Sankofa felt the town staring at her as she walked. It was hoping, wishing, praying that she would pass through, a wraith in the darkness. She set her eye on the largest, most modern-looking home in the neighbourhood. The huge, hulking white mansion with a red roof, surrounded by a large white concrete gate, topped with broken green bottle glass, was easy to see. As she approached the white gate, she noticed a large black spider walking up the side. Its long, strong legs and hairy, robust body looked like the hand of a wraith.
"Good evening," Sankofa said in Mampruli, as she stepped up to the gate's door.
The spider paused, seeming to acknowledge and greet her back. Then it continued on its way up, into the forest of broken glass on top of the gate. Sankofa smiled. Spiders always had better things to do. She wondered what story it would weave about her, and how far the story would carry. She lifted her chin, raised a small fist, and knocked on the gate's door.
"Excuse me, I would like to come in," she called in Chui.
She wasn't sure how far she'd come. Better to stick to the language most understood. Then she thought better of it and switched to English.
"Gateman, I have come to call on the family that lives here."
When there was no response, she turned the knob. As expected, it was unlocked. The gateman stood on the other side of the large driveway near the garage. He wore navy blue pants, a crisp white shirt, and a blank look on his face. He carried prayer beads, counting them along with shaking fingers. There was a light on over the garage, and she could see his face clearly. Then he turned and spat to the side, making no move to escort her to the house.
"Thank you, sir,"
Sankofa said, walking to the large front door. The doorway light was off.
"I will show myself in."
Up close, the house looked less elegant. The white walls were stained at the bottom with red soil, splashed there as mud during rainy season. There were large, dirty spiderwebs in the upper corners where the roof met the walls. A shiny silver Mercedes, a white Tesla, a black BMW, and a blue Honda sat in the driveway, the Mercedes plugged into the home's charger. The garage was closed, the house was dark. However, Sankofa knew people were home. Something flew onto her shoulder as she stepped up to the front door. She stifled the instinct to crush it dead, and instead grabbed it and then opened her hand. It was a large, green grasshopper. She'd seen this creature in one of the books she'd read. These were called katydids. She giggled, watching it creep up her hand with its long, delicate green legs. She softly glowed a vibrant leaf green. Not enough to kill, but enough to bathe the grasshopper in a shade of its own lovely greenness. If a grasshopper could smile, this one did. She was sure of it. Then it hop flew off.
"Safe journey," she whispered.
She knocked on the door.
"It is me," she called. "Death has come to visit."
After a moment, the front door lights came on. She looked up at the round ball of glass lit by the light bulb. Within minutes, insects would people the light. But not yet. A haggard-looking tall man in a black suit and tie.